The music we sing at Christmas helps us to remember the story of Jesus and fills our hearts with hope, peace, love, and joy. Hey, this is author Andrew Kuhman. Thanks for taking time today to listen to a devotion from my Songs of Advent series. Now, a voice actor will read the words, but they're from my heart to yours, and I hope they encourage you as you reflect on the wonderful work of Jesus.
Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. These famous and tender lines from the song Away in a Manger capture the love of the church for Christ. For God so loved the world, John declares in one of the most well-known scriptures, that he gave his only Son. The love of God brought the most incredible love story to life. Jesus came into the world and left the glory of heaven to save us. The love of God incarnate was lived out among us. Ever since the manger, the love of God has empowered others to love sacrificially like Jesus. The love of God gives vision to believers to imagine that even the hardest heart can soften and change. You can probably think of many such stories. One that stands out from history is the story of St. Patrick. He's known now as the patron saint of Ireland, but he wasn't Irish. And you probably don't think about him at Christmas. When you hear his name, you might think of March, St. Patrick's Day, and the colour green. So, travel back with me over 1,000 years to a small village in Scotland, way back in the 4th century. A young teenager is out in the fields, on another beautiful day in the countryside that he loves. But suddenly, violent men storm into the area with torches and swords. These Irish raiders burn down his village. The pillagers loot farms and homes like his, steal cattle and any riches they can find, and they capture slaves. Patrick is taken from his family, bound, kidnapped, dragged kicking and screaming to Ireland. He is only 15 years old, and he's forced to work as a shepherd, cut off from his family, separated from his community, alone. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? So much trauma, fear, sadness, grief. But it was in these circumstances that Patrick found God in those 7 long years he was a shepherd of those Irish sheep. Then, at the age of 22, he escaped. What would you do? Go home to see who is still alive, of course. Find your family and friends. But then what? Gather a group of men, pick up weapons, get revenge, fight back. Most of us probably would, but not this young man. Despite the terrible circumstances, the love of God found Patrick and reached into his heart. In those lonely years that he was forced to be a shepherd, he learned to hear God's voice in the quiet fields, just like David. And he started to understand what the incarnation really means. To leave everything you love and live among the lost, just like Jesus did. After he escaped, Patrick went back to Ireland, but not for revenge. He went to share God's love, of his own will. Patrick returned to Ireland to preach the gospel to the very people who enslaved him, and he worked as a missionary among the Irish for the rest of his life. From the outside looking in, that might sound crazy. And it was the crazy, incarnational love of God at work that changed an entire nation. The love of God changes us, surprises us, and moves us to love others in unexpected ways. It's that very love that moved God to send his Son as a little babe in a manger so we could be saved. Let this love fill your heart and boldly move you this Advent season. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Get more content that will spark some hope in your life each week when you subscribe to my newsletter over at andrewkuhman.com. That's Andrew, K-O-O-M-A-N.com.